The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
They don't have the teams of epidemiologists that we have monitoring every single person on a daily basis. They don't have the modern healthcare system that we have here in the United States. This isn't West Africa. This is a very modern city. We don't have the level of poverty that they have in West Africa that is very conducive to the spread of the disease.
Dr. David Lackey reacting from Dallas to a lot of questions about Ebola and the spread of Ebola. That is the buzz in the backyard, folks. No matter what hamlet you hail from, everybody's talking about it. Can you trust the government? How big is this epidemic going to get? Will it turn into a full-fledged explosion? What happens if lots and lots of people do get Ebola? Or will this be contained and just be a blip on the radar screen and we'll go about our daily lives? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that is where we start this week, back on the trail of Ebola and all that that entails for so many people who are concerned as to kids in schools and spreading of Ebola. What does it mean? Bodily fluids versus other ways you can contract other viruses. And the fact that now in Spain, there is an assistant nurse who's got Ebola. She was dealing with two priests who were in Liberia, had Ebola, and died from it. There were 30 other health workers who dealt with Ebola patients in Spain. Who knows if they come down with it as well, but this is on Spanish soil, and they're trying to keep an eye on how far and wide this goes and ultimately what they can do to lock it down. And see, that's the thing. There is no way to lock it down. It's elusive when you say bodily fluids. And who do you come in contact with? What was that contact? That was the mystery of what happened with Thomas Duncan, who's now in critical condition, still fighting for his life in Dallas. He was with a woman who died from Ebola, trying to help her at the end of her life, and then flew to the United States. And, of course, the rest of that story you all know is history. And every single day there's something new that comes out about maybe something that was missed, or, you know, we're tracking a homeless guy from over the weekend who was on the list, but they lost him in their sights. So the concern in Dallas for this guy was, oh, we were monitoring him, so we don't want to lose sight of the people that we're monitoring. When you hear stories like that, does that make you feel concerned that, yeah, not so much? There's a lot of variables. And how do you, quotes, lock it down when something happens with Ebola? Right now, we know that there are people being treated in Nebraska, of course, coming back specially to the hospital in Nebraska. One of them is that NBC cameraman. That's different, though, than somebody getting it, walking around, like with contact from Thomas Duncan. That hasn't happened at this point. But if it did, then the floodgates would kick open, especially if it was somebody who they were lightly monitoring. And how many people did they come in contact with? In fact, right now, they're talking about what could we do for Ebola screening at airports. They're haggling over what to do. And you know what? You're going to have to move some money because this isn't going to be cheap in any way. It's an expensive proposition if you say you're going to try to put up the screening possibility at airports across the United States. How do you decide which ones is you have to put the screening deals at, and where are you skipping? And I think that's pretty tough. I mean, you know, we're getting deep into this of what is it that we need to do after seeing how the Ebola patient's waste was mishandled. I described in detail what I thought was so scary was the fact that Thomas Duncan was throwing up like uncontrollably, and the way they cleaned it up was to power wash it down into the sewer. So that doesn't make you feel comforted, because that's not how you would clean that up, for fear of where that could spread and what's in that. There's bodily fluids that we're talking about. And now the Texas patient, by the way, also in treating him, gets an experimental drug for what that's worth, because this is the other thing. Are you riding it out? And what does the experimental drug do? They're hoping that it keeps it further at bay, and he rides through it and gets out of critical condition. But while that's going on, now there's the debate, because of Thomas Duncan, over what to do with the airports and whether to start taking people's temperatures or not. Why don't we just have a ban? Why don't we have a travel ban? Why is this so difficult to jump on this? It's a temporary thing. Why can't we have a ban for travel on the countries that have been hit by Ebola? Because not for nothing, but we're coming up on 4,000 people dead from Ebola. And that doesn't even include the people who fought it and beat it, which is close to 7,500. So you do the math. That's a huge number of people who got Ebola who died from it. Granted, it's West Africa and the medicine and treating it and all of that, I understand. But still, why wouldn't we just have a travel ban? You know, it's crazy. We have a travel ban for, what was it, like a day, when there was a rocket that was on a runway at Tel Aviv, but yet we don't have a travel ban that hits West Africa? I mean, the reluctance to do this, it doesn't make any sense to me. Why? What is the purpose of it? I mean, is this plain idiocy? Is it just being stupid about it? I don't understand. I don't understand how we wouldn't support a ban on this. Don't have people coming in from the hot zones traveling, you know, to the United States. Other countries are doing it. Why wouldn't we do it? I mean, there are people that are supporting this. There are people that are campaigning and saying, yeah, when they're asked about it, I'm for a travel ban, temporary, sure. Absolutely. The Louisiana governor, Bobby Jindal, says, of course, why wouldn't we do that? Why we should stop accepting flights from countries that have Ebola. Or, you know, even countries in Africa have cut back. So in Africa, they're saying, hey, man, no, we're not taking a flight from Liberia. They're cutting back, but we're not cutting back. And then to just say, well, we're taking all the precautions that are necessary. And a travel ban, I mean, what is that? That's not a very effective means of preventing disease. Are you kidding me? Somebody doesn't know they have it. Somebody with a good heart, even, let's say, who's a missionary treating people. And just like Dr. Brantley or Nancy Reitbol, they think they're fine. They've worn the gloves and the masks and everything else. And then they get on a plane. They come into JFK and they travel back home to Ohio or wherever. And it turns out 5 days later, they develop Ebola. I mean, you know how many people have left Liberia? They say since the end of July, like 10,000 people who left Liberia have been screened. Okay, that's the good news, except for the fact that Thomas Duncan was screened. He didn't have a fever, but he developed Ebola once he was back in the United States. Ugh, something to be concerned with. All right, we need to lighten the load. How about a complete change? And let's talk about food, our favorite subject, pizza. And knowing how high-calorie pizza can be.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
How many of you listening are a huge fan of pizza? I've rarely come across anybody who doesn't like pizza. Now, I have met one or two in my entire life, but that's pretty much it. But you really understand what's in your pizza. And since we're all so worried about our beer bellies or getting a beer belly or reducing the one we have, which I guess that's beer and pizza, I'm thinking off the top of my head, Men's Health Magazine has a great story out called The Lie of the Pie, How Your Favorite Pizza Chain Misleads You. Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health, is with us now. Hey, Greg.
I love pizza.
I do, too.
I love it. Pizza. I met a guy recently, and we went to a pizza place near my house, and he said, I'm going to get a oyster gorgonzola sardine pizza. I didn't even know you could get oysters at a pizza place. It was unbelievable.
Really? Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, it was good.
It sounds good. See, here's the whole thing about pizza, though. It's great to eat, but when I think of pizza, I think, what are you putting on top of it? How thick is the crust and all that kind of stuff? And there's always, like, a whole calorie count thing. You know, Now some cities, they're putting calorie counts on, you know, what is a slice of this or what is it? And is it true that one of the big lies is the calorie count is off or no?
Yeah, and we're really talking about the chains here. I mean, if you go to your local pizza joint, I mean, they may give you a calorie count, but it's going to be a lot harder for them to really know because they're not measuring every slice of pepperoni, right? But when you go to a chain, I mean, they've kind of got it down to a science. They know how much pepperoni and how much cheese. It's kind of an assembly line pizza, right?
Right.
But the reality is, and when we actually took slices from Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Papa John's, and dominoes. I shouldn't say we took them. We sent them to a lab in Colorado. and some of the statistics that we got back from the lab, the analytical lab, including calories, was, well, let's take calories in particular. The calorie count was off by as much as 20%.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of the problem with pizza is it's so easy to eat so much.
Yeah.
Because you order the huge pie. But the truth is, as far as calories go, and especially if you're loading it up with really fatty stuff, like pepperoni, like sausage and salami, you really should stick to a slice or two. I mean, when you start pounding down three or four slices, man, you may be eating more than all the calories you need for a day.
Yeah, and you said it, you know, pepperoni is really fattening. It might be really good, but if you are throwing down the pepperonis, and they always put a ton of them on the pizza when you get it, it's adding so much to anything with meat. You know, they have pizzas now, and you were talking about the chains where they put hamburger meat on it, they put salami. If you start to get all that stuff on there, even one slice is going to be crazy calorie-wise. You just got to assume that.
Yeah, and then figure, they'll tell you how many calories it is, just add 20%. You probably have a better idea of how many calories it really is. That doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy it, but I mean, it's one of the things we say at Men's Health every day, which is, this isn't something you should eat every day. Make it a treat, and you'll actually enjoy it more when you make it a treat. If you eat pizza every day, it just becomes like milk. You know, you don't even taste it anymore. Make it special. Enjoy it when you eat it. Pig out as much as you want, but don't do it every day or every night, because that's where you get into trouble.
Yeah, oh boy, I agree with that. Something else you suggest, which I think is great, is you can go get the pizza right and then put your own stuff on it at home.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we thought a lot about, is one of the ways you can control this. Obviously, if you're taking the pizza home, get a cheese pizza and start adding your own ingredients, or add some ingredients at the restaurant, but maybe hold off on the meat. Add your veggies and other things. So, for instance, if you just have some pre-cooked chicken strips, well, you can fix them up with a little bit of sauce of your own, and you can have a great pizza, but you can look at the packaging on the chicken strips, or even chicken strips you've made your own, and you know it's going to be nowhere near the calorie load that you're going to get if you're ordering, you know, nice fatty pork meat on a pizza if you go to a chain and order a pie.
Yeah. And the thing that I mentioned at the top can make a huge difference, right? Thin crust versus thick crust.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to think about that, but really, if you just get in the habit when you're ordering pizza of always asking for thin crust, look, it's just a ton of calories and a ton of carbs. And if you can cut that out, you're still getting all the great taste of pizza, but you're just cutting out, frankly, just a lot of the bulk. And when you see people that eat pizza and they leave, you know, essentially, I'm going to call it the rind. It's kind of like the watermelon rind, but that huge piece of crust at the end. Mm-hmm. The truth is, as much as you love that, if you eat it all, you're just doing more damage to yourself. You're better off actually maybe eat one of those big pieces of crust and leave the rest. Feed it to the birds. Your body is going to thank you later.
Yeah. You know, growing up in Philly and South Jersey, we used to say you go down to South Philly and it's popular. You just get a slice of pizza and it's awesome. But here's the thing. It is dripping. I mean, if you hold it up, it would just soak your shirt.
Yes.
So there's something to the calories there.
Your paper plate just, you know, gets kind of encrusted. And then you see those guys that walk in and they grab a couple of napkins and they sop the fat up or the grease up.
Right.
You know what? It is actually a great idea. It's really smart to do that. And, in fact, in the article we suggest, why not order your pizza with the half the cheese? Have half the cheese. You can cut a bunch of calories right there, too. You're not going to notice the difference. You're going to be enjoying the mix of all the other great stuff on top of the pizza. So give yourself a break, and maybe you even get to eat an extra slice because you cut out the calories on the crust and the cheese. And, you know, you're going to go home happy no matter what.
Yeah. I got to tell you this story. Recently, I was in a pizza place, and it's one of these places where they make the pie and everything, and you just go home and smack it in the oven, and it's becoming really, really popular. But the funniest thing is they say, do you want breadsticks with that? Because we have a discount for that. Do you want chocolate chip cookies? I'm like, what? So, you know, really, I bookend it. I could bookend it with more carbs. Are you kidding me? I just said,
yes.
They said, no, it's a discount.
Or do you want the diet soda?
Yeah, on top of the other stuff. Are you kidding?
You know, and that's the crazy thing. If you really just stop and think about, for many people, part of their weight issue is that they just don't think about what they're eating. If
yeah.
you just stop and think about what you're doing. I mean, if you're fighting a weight problem and you're ordering breadsticks and pizza loaded with meat on top of it, and then you're ordering the soda, even if it's diet soda, that's, there's still so many problems there, and then you're having the chocolate chip cookies or the chocolate cake or whatever, you know, if you're going to eat all of those foods, eat a little bit. We just tend to overdo everything, so we end up having a 4,000-calorie meal, and we do it a couple of times a week. No wonder we're walking around with big bellies.
Yeah, and that's what happens. And I think pizza, too, is one of those things where when you really want pizza, it's also because it's quick, it's easy, you're not going to have big cleanup. So that has the tendency to be you're starving by the time you get the pizza, and then you inhale it. You inhale it because you have not eaten during the day or whatever, and then it's like you just said. But that doesn't do you any good to suck down 4,000 calories in one sitting.
My mom used to say that when she was dating my dad, the inside of her mouth was always burned. And the reason was, my dad was a big guy. He ate a lot. And she said when she was dating him, they would always, you know, go see a movie and then they'd go get a pizza. And if she didn't eat really fast, she'd never get any. So she burned the roof of her mouth.
Oh, I love that.
I don't think that's something that was unique to my father. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people are like that. So you know what? If I could give people one tip when it comes to food like pizza or food like dessert or breadsticks, you know what? If there's just two of you, order the small pizza. I promise you, if you order the small, you'll eat it all. But you know what? Mm-hmm. If you order the medium, you'll eat it all. And if you order the large, you'll probably still eat it all. So if there's just two of you, order the small and get a salad. That right there will dramatically cut the amount of calories that you eat in that meal.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you get the salad, and a lot of times on these salads, there's some good things on top of it. So, like, you know, there might be tomatoes or cucumbers, and if you can eat those cucumbers, then that's at least going to balance
you
it.
Up so that you're going to, you're not, if you order a small pizza and a salad, even if you're sharing a salad, you're not going to walk out hungry. You're going to have done some good things for your body by eating some vegetables, and I don't mean just the bell peppers and the mushrooms on top of the pizza. And you're actually going to eat less pizza and walk away just as full, and your calorie count is going to be way down. Of course, one trick there is, especially at a pizza place or a wings place, when you order a salad, ask for the dressing on the side. If you're getting the gloppy, saucy, blue cheese, other dressings, you may just be blowing your calories off the roof anyway. So order some nice, simple dressing, some oil or vinegar or something, and do one thing smart, one thing right, and then indulge on the other, and you have something closer to a balanced meal than you would have otherwise if you just sat down and ate as much pizza as you could hold.
Yeah, well said. Greg Stebbins, Men's Health Magazine, thanks. Pick it up, folks. We'll talk to you again.
It's great to be here and enjoy your pizza.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Yeah? you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
From all of us here on America Tonight, don't forget about our Nail the Score. That happens Wednesday into Thursday because, of course, many of you across this fabulous country and outside of our borders, we have so many different time zones. Did you know one time I found this little piece of trivia out the other day when I was visiting an old village? There were 500 different time zones. Like, I'm not exaggerating. So, you would just show up at the train station, you know, in the early 1800s, I guess mid-1800s, and hope that the train was there at whatever time, going to wherever. It was nuts. Like, every town had a time zone, basically. Oh, keeping up with that would be brutal. Of course, technology and whatnot hadn't caught up to everything, so I guess it would be different. Life was slower, and you kind of played it by ear. I would have really struggled. Wednesday into Thursday, second hour, last segment. That's what you need to know. Don't have to know a lot about football. It's a lot of fun because you have a chance to have bragging rights. And, of course, if you correctly nail the score, you win the prizes from America Tonight. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. So let's say it was, I'll just make one up, the Eagles and the Redskins. And you say, well, I'm going to pick the Eagles, and the score is going to be 27-21, whatever it is. It works. That's how you play. And during that time period, we have a lot of people that work that listen to the show. You can email us what you think the guess, you know, whatever your guess is going to be, and it counts as long as you get it in at that same time period, just like that. So, so easy. Also, a lot of people have been asking me about dumb things I shouldn't have done. Dumb things I shouldn't have done, you simply send me an email and tell me the dumb thing you did, like locking your keys in the car, leaving your cell phone in a crowded movie theater, leaving your sunglasses that cost you an arm and a leg because you decided I needed a good pair this time around at the beach, whatever it might be. And those are pretty mild things compared to what some people have sent us. Just send me an email and say dumb things and tell me what you did, and perhaps we'll read it on the show. We do dumb things on our Thursday show, on our Thursday morning show. In the meantime, there was a couple of things that have happened besides, believe it or not, Ebola and the cameraman suffering from Ebola coming back into the United States, arriving in Nebraska, people screaming about why don't we have a travel ban because of this Ebola. Even African countries have a travel ban from the three places that have been hit by Ebola. So it's crazy. Experimental drug conversation and everything else in between. And what are we going to do at these airports, and how much money is that going to cost? To this thing that kind of got slipped in between that a lot of people probably didn't see or probably don't care about, but I think you should care about it. Boy, the Chinese are owning more and more of our real estate and landmarks, legendary landmarks, hotels, that kind of stuff, golf courses. The Waldorf Astoria in New York sold to a Chinese firm for $1.95 billion. So the Chinese buyers who are buying up, and they've been pouring a ton of money into U.S. real estate, this is a pretty big jewel to end up with the Waldorf, which is a famous hotel and has been around seemingly forever. But the fact that that the Chinese now own it, I think, is huge. 1.95 is what they paid for it. Like I said, it's real estate, like Pebble Beach, which is a famous golf course. One of the PGA stops is there, of course. So look for more of that, I think, to keep happening. A lot of that is happening across the U.S. and in bigger cities and, you know, all over the place. In the meantime, you know, we have these midterm elections coming up, and with the midterm elections coming up, there's a lot of polls, a lot of local polls as to who's doing what, and we're so close upon it. I mean, listen, we're less than a month away from the elections. You have House Speaker John Boehner, who is not very popular with voters these days. He took a big hit in the Republican Party in the new Gallup poll. According to the survey, 50% of Americans have an unfavorable opinion of Boehner. Only 28% have a favorable view. That's 8 points down. That's big. His favorability in the Republican Party has really been the biggest pounding he's taken. 40% of Republicans have an unfavorable view of Boehner. And that's a number that's increased 11 points from earlier this year. So his favorability rating is just 46% with Republican voters. And I think, you know, some of this is the whole budget shutdown thing and the conversation about that again, the final deals that are being done. Probably some of it has to do with, you know, perhaps Obamacare and the tug of war over that. I think a lot of Tea Party members do not like Boehner. Some of you are Tea Party folks and you absolutely hate Boehner. The Senate majority leader on the other side, Democratic wise, his favorability rating is down 10 points too. So he's really taking hits. 45% of Americans have an unfavorable opinion of Reid, compared with 21 who have a favorable opinion of him. I mean, he's been around forever. His numbers are the worst they've been since he took over as majority leader in 2007. And he's struggled with a couple of different issues too. I mean, you know, that they're the yin and the yang, one side on the other side, and they're the faces and the mouthpieces that we always see. And there is heavy frustration with what's happening, you know, without a doubt. It's like I realized this today. I started to think about it. I started to think about Afghanistan and invading Afghanistan and, you know, how long that's been. And, you know, we're talking 13 years right now. I mean, this is officially the date, believe it or not. I knew it was close, but it is. It's officially the date when we look back at Afghanistan. 13 years is what we're talking about. 13 years. It's the anniversary. Our air bombardment started then. And that was, what, 26 days after the attack on the World Trade Centers. And the airstrikes had, what, cruise missiles and targets linked to Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. Remember, UK forces were in on this too. And, you know, there wasn't much of the damage that was released. It was pretty much undisclosed. There wasn't any media in Afghanistan then. We knew that the capital, Kabul, was bombed. Cities were bombed and remote areas were. And later we would see some kind of photographs of that. The anniversary of Afghanistan is timed interestingly enough to Leon Panetta's book release, the former U.S. Secretary of Defense. His book comes out called Worthy Fights, a Memoir of Leadership in War and Peace. And that's out in bookstores and whatnot. And Panetta has been on the airwaves the last couple of weeks. That's what you do when there's a book release. And, of course, controversy sells. And he talked about the fact that not just Panetta, but everyone pretty much in the war room wanted the president 2 years ago to arm Syrian rebels to fight ISIS, the Islamic State, because they could see that they were gaining ground and wanted to try to go after them then. And the president thought it could be disastrous to arm the Syrian rebels at the time. So that opportunity came and it came in and went, basically. Also happening, what we'll be talking about on our next show, is Beard's in prison. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing is they're going to hear arguments in a case brought by an Arkansas inmate, Gregory Holt, who, of course, changed his name to Abdul Malik Muhammad. It's his case against the state's correction department in Arkansas, because Arkansas is one of the states that doesn't allow inmates to grow a beard, and he's fighting for the right to grow a half-inch beard as required by his Muslim faith. What do you think the Supreme Court is going to rule on that one, especially with what they've done in Afghanistan for such a very long time? And I mentioned the midterm elections that are right around the corner, and there are a lot of people that are out there stumping for votes. And also, I think people feeling out presidential waters, like Senator Marco Rubio is doing a New Hampshire visit. He's doing a New Hampshire visit, I think. Let's test things out. That's why he's there. Then you've got the First Lady, who's busy stumping for votes. She's campaigning for Governor Pat Quinn in Chicago. Then she's in Wisconsin. She's visiting the gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke there. So she's doing a Midwest swing. Joe foot-in-mouth Biden, the VP, is going to be in California, where he's going to be at a couple of different fundraisers doing a few campaign events before he goes to San Francisco for a huge DNC party. Bill Clinton is out. He's doing the Arkansas swing, and he's out there ahead of the midterms next month. In North Carolina, in the Senate race there, Kay Hagan, Tom Tillis, they have a big debate. And this is a pretty tight one. This is the third debate between these two. Boy, midterms, like I said, are going to be very, very interesting. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
America Tonight for this hour with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts on the show or anything else, suggestions, whatever. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. Boy, it'll be exciting to see when, and we'll be on the air when all those election results are coming in, and I think, you know, we're going to see maybe a lot of upsets, but we're going to see some tight races. Could it end up that we end up with a bunch of runoffs? That also is a real possibility, because I think in some corners of the United States, you've got close races, like in North Carolina, in Louisiana, a lot of spots that are tight. In Florida, there are many people fighting for their political life, and of course, we'll have all of that for you. It's going to be, I think it's going to be actually pretty exciting, and I'll be curious what the voter turnout is. If we're going to see high voter turnout or not, or are people going to be apathetic about it and just say, you know, we're seeing the same thing no matter who's in. But I don't know. I have a good feeling about it. I have a feeling that with the frustration you may get more people who, you know, more people who go out and pay attention. Because you have a voice. I say this all the time. That's part of the deal here on America Tonight. You have a voice. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. You know, we're all Americans. And use your voice. Speak up. And your vote counts, especially when it comes to anything beneath the presidential election. I am pretty confident of that. And a very strange thing on this road to getting elected, a House Republican candidate is using some video, an actual chunk of that footage moments before the beheading of American James Foley in a campaign ad slamming the Arizona Democrat Republican Christian Sinema and saying that the congressperson is weak on national security. So retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Wendy Rogers actually launched the commercial with a member of the Islamic State group with a knife as Foley is kneeling, an image directly from the video footage that we all saw that was released. Shouldn't say we all saw, but the video footage that was released back in August. And the spot, of course, doesn't show it, but it says terrorist threats are growing. Are we secure? Are we protected? An announcer is saying that as other images of the Islamic State group are shown, and, you know, saying keeping us safe and secure is Congress's job. Sinema hasn't done her job. She's allowed her liberal agenda to get in the way of our safety. That's what it goes on to say, the spot. And, of course, that's one of the Republican things, criticizing the Dems on being soft on terrorism. And this one was pretty blatant using that image. You know, does this blow up on Wendy Rogers or does this work for Wendy Rogers? One thing that has happened is you've got a spokesperson, and of course they're going to come out and say something, right? You got a spokesperson for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee who says, look, this is reprehensible and unbecoming of anyone. I mean, who cares what party seeking elected office to use the footage of this American tragedy for political gain, and saying that she should apologize to the family immediately and that it's just a smear kind of thing. And that it's smearing the current representative, and that's how desperate the campaign has become. But Rogers' campaign spokesperson defended the use of it, saying that it's a fair use of current affairs to highlight the differences between the two of them, and says, you know, it's an important ad to highlight the differences. And that's what this is about. So It's a lot of this has to do with ad time. How much ad time do you buy and where do you air the commercial? The challenger, Wendy Rogers, has bought about $124,000 worth of ad time airing the commercial in Phoenix and on cable. The congresswoman narrowly won her seat in 2012, but is the current one, Sinema, is favored to win re-election, so that would make sense. You'd have to do something to shake it up, something dramatic, I suppose, to illustrate and send the message, spend the money, because that's the only way you're going to be able to unseat somebody who they believe is going to be re-elected. But, you know, it goes back to the ad thing. What's a strong campaign ad, and do we play nice? And if you go back in history, nobody plays nice. You go back in history and you look at some of the tactics, especially once you were able to employ video. Television changed everything. Even though there were ads and billboards, that even there, the ads and billboards were very much attacking the opponent, still the message is even that much louder when you use television. And finally, since we're talking about dollars and cents and we've segged in that direction, the Pentagon has lost about $1.1 billion on military ops against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Now, that's since the mission began in mid-June, because people keep wondering, well, how much is being spent? And it's our money, it's our taxpayer money. More than $62 million alone in just the airstrikes, the Navy airstrikes and Tomahawk cruise missiles. CENTCOM just released the information on Monday that says the Navy has dropped about 185 munitions, 47 cruise missiles launched from ships in the area. Central Command said Air Force fighter jets have exceeded those numbers, launching close to 1,000 munitions. They broke the information says they broke out the $62 million spent on Navy munitions, but didn't have any cost estimate for the Air Force. They don't have that broken down. And most of them were for the Tomahawk, as I mentioned, fired by the ships in the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea that were targeting, for example, the Khorasan group, the Al-Qaeda cell, in 8 different locations because they were plotting attacks on Americans and Westerners. And that was, 2 weeks ago that those airstrikes in Syria started. So the Pentagon is struggling to come up with the figures for the operations. The thing that they're trying to come close to is saying it's an average cost of $7 million to $10 million every day since June. And in August, they said the cost was about that. I mean, it was 7.5 every day, but when it expands, then it's higher. So they were afraid to be misleading. Now, we've got 1,300 troops in Iraq. We have security people. We have staff at 2 different operation centers in Baghdad for one and Erbil for another, and advisory teams that are working from different headquartered units and with brigades and whatnot. And then you have the coalition. So what are they bearing? What's the brunt of what they're paying for? Imagine how much this whole thing is costing. You have a couple of Arab nations that have been conducting airstrikes in Syria. You have some European nations that are part of the airstrikes in Iraq, but not in Syria, and that probably switches. So there's more money that will be added to that pile too. And so it goes back to the same thing. As soon as ISIS stepped into Iraq, why weren't we all over this? And if we were, then how much cheaper would the whole thing have been? And could we have squashed them a lot sooner? At this point, we can't go back and put the genie back in the bottle, but up to $1.1 billion is the cost right now, and this is going to continue. This has the earmarkings of probably continuing for maybe another year plus. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.